I've got a little klaxon.
Oh, boy. Okay. you see, I instigate these things and they come back to honk. Did you hear what we did to the other fella?
Cut him off.
Yeah, I know. Okay, how big or what kind of klaxon is it? We're trying to do an inventory.
It's an old industrial klaxon for fire warnings.
Mm-hmm. Not interested. So he had the same name as you, didn't he? The fella who had the klaxon will be cut off. And I think, you see, if they don't hang up, they're still
Andy
there.
Andy in Nottingham.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Adam, where are you? Andy, where are you?
Hi, I'm near Leicester.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, you wouldn't go away. So let's do it. It's a little tiny klaxon, isn't it?
How little is it exactly? Because I've got the dimensions of the previous one.
It's about a foot long.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And is it heavy?
It is pretty heavy, yeah.
Give it a little go. Let's do it, Andy. Off you go. Oh, no, wow, hang on. No, cut him off, straight off, don't even fade him.
That's a blockbuster, isn't it? They're getting a blockbuster.
It's nice. We're all wearing headphones here. I mean, if someone's driving, then they probably went straight off the road into a hot dog stand. That was just... Andy?
Yeah?
Are you supposed to have something like that in your house?
I would do sound effects for theatre.
Do you?
Yeah.
And where might you use that?
Not very often.
Yeah.
What else have you got around the house? We've stumbled upon fool's gold.
You must have a coconut. Coconut shell for horses.
Yeah, have you got a little gravel thing to walk up garden paths with and stuff?
No, that's at college.
What else have you got?
I've got a fire alarm bell.
Yeah, all right, let's have a fire alarm bell. This is a test, everyone. The building is not on fire. Okay, off you go. That's great. Okay, sure. This fella's keeping his number. Right, tattoo his number on you somewhere, Andy. I'm calling you Andy here. Yes, so the other thing is the klaxon, right? You said it's a foot long. What's it made of?
Steel.
What does it sound like, something like that, when you drop it?
It would hurt, I think.
No, not on your foot, fool. I'm talking about on the carpet. You can't hurt the klaxon. It's an inanimate object. Like a TV presenter. What do you got? Go on. Drop it. Just drop it on the floor.
Something like that?
I didn't hear that. Do it again.
Sort of soft thud.
Yeah, that wouldn't get people out of the house in a hurry, would it? Yeah. However, if you twist the handle on the side, how does it go again? Yeah, no, they're losing straight away. Yeah, that's it. What can we do with it? What can we do with it? It's not got his radio on. Let's make him go outside. Give me him back. Andy?
Yeah?
Andy, how far are you from your front door?
Not that far, why?
Just put the phone down. Just go out to your front door. Open the front door. Walk outside the front door and do it.
Okay.
Go on, we'll send you hundreds of pounds worth of stuff. Off you go. Go on. I'm tempted to cut him off now. Just let him do it. Should we cut him off? What do you think? No, I'll do it. There he goes. He can't hear me now. Andy, you sap. You can't hear me now. Okay, I have to lose him again. There he is. Yeah, sorry.